Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman Radio Show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner. I'm the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. But before we get started on today's show, I want to tell you guys how you can connect with me. Of course, you can always look me up on my website, NayshawnTurner.com, or on Facebook, you just type in Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching, and you know I am on Twitter, so just go using the @ Nayshawn _ Turner. Now, this is what I want you guys to do. I need you to really do me a favor, okay? I mean, not just say you're going to do it, but really do it, all right? I want you to call your friends, text somebody, Facebook them, and tell them they don't want to miss today's show because I'm going to be talking about how procrastination is a great dream stealer. Yes, it is. Procrastination. It can steal your dreams. And so, if you want to listen to the show live and hear me talk about this, all you have to do is just go on to blogtalkradio.com/Nayshawn, and you can listen and tune in live. Or better yet, if you want to join in the conversation, I would love to have some callers to talk about procrastination and what they're doing to overcome that. Just call into the show at 646-478-0983. That's 646-478-0983, because you don't want to miss it. Now, I know a lot of people wonder about the show if they missed it because they're working or whatever. Don't fear. You know what? The replay is always available on Facebook and, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. So it's there. And listen, if you go on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit the follow button. All right? All right. That's what I want you to do. So let's just get to what I'm going to talk about today. You know, procrastination is if you feel like procrastination is robbing you to fulfill your dream, and you know the dream I'm talking about, whether it's the dream of losing weight, starting a business, going back to school, writing a book, to some of you future authors out there, writing that book, meeting new friends, letting go of some relationships, whatever it is. The power of procrastination can forever hold you hostage if you don't make a decision to do something now to move forward. So what am I talking about? Did I say now or late? I'm talking about now. We have to do something now. Do something that you know that you have to do. So I'm going to go into that. But I just want to ask you guys, do you sometimes feel like you could be further along than where you are? I don't know about you, but I felt like that before, and I knew that it was true. Deep down, I knew it was true. I could have been further along if I just didn't browse too much on the internet and doing all this other crazy stuff that procrastinates me moving forward in achieving my goal. I love this quote that I heard someone say. They said, procrastination rests on the assumption that you get another chance. Now, that's pretty powerful. And we all assume that we're going to get another chance to do it later. But that is not always true. So here's what I want to say. We all procrastinate on some level at some time in our lives for various reasons, if we just be honest. We all do it, right? And we procrastinate in not doing something either for three reasons. This is what I say they are. Because we don't want to. In other words, we don't want to do something. We're waiting to what? Do you hear people say waiting to be inspired to do something, right? Well, a lot of times we're waiting on to be inspired. That may not ever come, right? So we procrastinate because we don't want to do something, or we're afraid to do something. In other words, you know, we don't want to do it wrong, you know, and then that kind of goes into that area of perfectionism. We want it to be just perfect. Or we don't do something because we just don't know how. Now, you may find yourself in one of those categories. I don't know. But what I do know is that these are all excuses or fears on display. That's all it is. Those are our excuses and our fears that are on display. One of the scriptures that I really love is Ecclesiastes 4:11-4, and it says this. It says, "He who watches the wind, waiting for all conditions to be perfect, will not sow seed, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap a harvest." How many of you are watching everything around you, just waiting for everything to be just right? Okay, when I get this amount of money, then I'll start writing a book because then I know I can finance the book. Or if I can just get the right type of marketing person to help me and do all these other things, have everybody in place, then I'll start the business, right? So we're waiting for all the conditions to be perfect before we do anything. And the bottom line, if we're waiting for that to happen, for all the stars to align, as people say, then you know what? Oftentimes we won't do anything. And that's really just another way of procrastinating. Well, you know what? Today I'm not going to talk about all the techniques that many of us already know to do, like setting a timer, having an accountability partner, do the easiest task first, or don't look at emails. We all know that stuff, right? But what I want to talk about today is how you can stop putting off tomorrow what you can do today just by these three easy steps. And I call them easy steps, and they're actually like strategies. But I want you to think about what I'm about to share with you, because here's what it's all about. It's about identifying what is, number one, needful, number two, necessary, and number three, a nice to have. In order for you to accomplish your dream. Now, I know this sounds like just setting your priorities, and yes, it is about setting priorities, but these three steps can help you to assess what real priorities really look like and how to use them to take action today. So let me break this down. When you are thinking about whatever you have to do and you are planning your day with intention, right? I want you to consider this. So let's talk about the first step, needful. You need to ask yourself, is this needful? In other words, is it something that I have to have? You just have to have it. You have to do this, right? There's no other alternative. See, to me, this is clarity at its best. When you know that whatever you're trying to accomplish as far as your dream, you have to have that and there's just no other alternative, you become very clear. You become crystal, right? And most of us need clarity in order to move forward and to do our best work so that we can fulfill and move our dreams along. So you don't have to really second guess anything. When you know this is something that's needful, and you know that it's going to move you towards accomplishing your dream, if something is needful, then you know you can't move forward without applying action to whatever the given task is. So that's one way that you can begin to strategize in moving forward in achieving your dream and not allowing procrastination to steal it from you, because you know this is needful. I got to do this. I have to have. There is no other choice, right? Number two is you asking yourself, is it necessary? Is it necessary? This means it is important that you must do it. It's not that you have to have it. This is something you must do. So if you know that whatever that's at your hand to do today is a must, then this is something that you need to employ today as far as your choice and your decisions that you're making towards the goal, or not the goal, but the dream that you are moving for. It cannot be denied without contradiction. I looked this up in the dictionary, and I was like, okay, what does Webster say about something being necessary? He said it cannot be denied without contradiction. In other words, when you are achieving or going after or pursuing a particular dream, if you deny yourself access to doing what it is that you necessarily have to do, it is a necessity, right? It's going to cause contradiction. So in other words, if you know that you need to eat right, if your goal is losing weight, right, and you know that you need to eat right, but you continue to eat the wrong things, it's in contradiction of what it is that you are trying to achieve as far as your weight loss. So actually, you're denying what it is that you have to do in order to not stay in that place of limbo, in order to not stay in that place of confusion, but it's not lining up with what it is that you really have to do. All right? So if something is necessary, it means it cannot be denied without contradiction. In other words, this is something that is unable to be changed or avoided, and it is determined or produced by previous condition of things. In other words, you cannot change this. You cannot change it. And based on what conditions are, you have to move forward in this or else. What's the or else? Are you going to stay exactly where you are? All right? So the first step is being deciding if this is needful. Whatever it is that you're trying to move forward and the task or the action that you need to take, is this action necessary? And then here's the other one. And oftentimes this is where many of us fall into. And so this can be a culprit of procrastination. Nice. Is it nice? Right? This is what I call a nice to have. So in other words, when you're looking at the task or the action that you need to take, it's like, it's a nice to have. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's good. But it really doesn't impact your dream happening one way or the other. You know, you kind of see some value in doing this, but it's really irrelevant to you achieving your dream and for your highest good. So this lets you know that on the scale, this is the kind of activity that on the scale, this kind of activity belongs. It's not good, but it's not your it's not bad, but it's not your optimum. And so, in other words, it can wait. So if you have a nice to have, well, this would be nice for me to kind of work on, and there is some value. I mean, it is gonna help me in kind of doing what I need to do. In other words, let me give you an example of that. We talked about weight loss. So, yeah, it's nice to kind of read more information because, we know knowledge is power. But guess what? Knowledge is only power when you use it. So if you're not using the information that you're learning about how to lose weight, then really it's a nice to have. And yeah, I got some more information, but it's really not helping you to get to where you need to be because you're not using it. Does that make sense? I hope so. Listen, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman Radio with me, your host. And I've been talking about how procrastination is a great dream stiller. It really is. And so, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to take that call in a moment. But I want to talk about how those three strategies or steps that you can use to begin to do what you need to do today and not wait until tomorrow, because the reality is it might be too late. So let me take this call right here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, my name is Sandra, and I was wondering, I'm listening to your show as we speak, and I was wondering, how would you go about, you're talking about procrastination. If procrastination is part of your lifestyle, is part of your procrastination, if you have a lifestyle that demands your attention at all times, it interferes with the dream that you may have for yourself.
You're asking if procrastination is your lifestyle, how do you break free of that?
If your life, how can you break free of the things that you want to do with your life, but your lifestyle is basically your procrastination.
Okay.
Me, myself, I take care of my son. And it takes me, it's taking my dreams basically away from me for what I want to do because of his physical condition. This is what I'm asking you.
Okay. So sometimes we have situations that are in our lives that take up a lot of our time. And so if you're taking care of your son, yes, that takes up a lot of your time, but it doesn't take up all of your time. So what I am saying to you is that we have an opportunity when we usually focus on what we really want, and if we want it, we'll do what it takes to make it happen, right? And so, for example, if you have a dream, and I don't know what one of your dreams are, but if you have a dream
to
write a book.
I'd like to be a professional gospel singer.
Okay, a professional gospel singer. All right.
Yes.
If that's one of your desires to become a professional gospel singer, whether you are taking care of your son or not, you can sing. So if you're singing in church, you know, we have so much technology nowadays, and you can get and record yourself and upload it on YouTube, and you can begin to sing for the world to hear you. And many people have become discovered just on YouTube. But it doesn't mean that because you're there that you still can't pursue your dream. There are many opportunities. There are many ways that you can begin to get yourself out there to do it, but you have to start. And if you are limiting yourself, oftentimes we limit ourselves by our mindset saying that we can't do it. And so if you believe that you can't do it because of your circumstances, then you'll never be able to move out of your circumstances. Because that's a belief system. That's a belief system that you have. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes sense. But see, that's a my being a professional gospel singer is one thing, but I would really like to pursue a career in nursing because this is what I do. And so these are two of the main dreams that I have that I've basically put on hold because of the living situation that I'm in.
Okay. And so if you want to, there are many programs that you can do online as far as nursing. Now, of course, you can only go so far online with nursing, so you will have to go out and do clinicals. But you can begin the process. See, procrastination says that if you can't, it's either all or nothing. So we kind of feel, as I said earlier, you know, we're waiting to be inspired or we're waiting for all the conditions to be just right. You know, have you heard me say about the Ecclesiastes 11 and 4? We're waiting for everything to be in line before we take one step. Procrastination refuses to allow you to take that one step. So if you really want to be a nurse, you can begin to apply to a nursing school. You can begin to apply to that, getting the funds in order, finding out how much it's going to be, you know, getting accepted into it, and begin doing the core work online. And then when the time comes where you have to do your clinicals, then that is when you're going to have to employ someone to come in and to assist you with your son so that you can go to the hospital and do that particular portion.
And I can achieve all these things without guilt. Are you saying that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because here's the one thing that I say, and then I'm going to have to get back to the rest of the show, but I'm so glad that you called because this is good conversation, and I wanted to actually talk to someone who is struggling in this area. But, you know, here's the bottom line is that you have to make a decision that you matter and that your dreams matter. And so it's important for you to decide that I am determined that I'm going to live my life with as few regrets as possible. And
thank
so
you.
If there is a way for you to begin to achieve those dreams and to go after it, then it's your responsibility to go after it. Because oftentimes we will continue to blame situations and circumstances, and then what happens is we take no ownership of our lives because we're saying it's your fault that I wasn't able to do this. But the reality is that if you desire and determine that this is what you're going to do, and many people in your situation has also moved forward as well, of course you have to have the support in place. I get that. But it's your responsibility to decide whether you're going to live the life of your dream and pursue it, what you want to do, or are you going to sit back and decide, well, you know what, I guess this is just not for me. Because either you're going to turn the circumstances, or the circumstances you're going to change the circumstances rather, or the circumstances will remain the same. It's up to you.
I thank you very much for your advice and your opinion, and I love
your
show.
Well, thank you for calling.
And I will be calling it again and telling other people to call and listen.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much. All righty,
bye
bye. All right. I hope that what I shared with this particular caller was helpful, you know, to other people. And I just want to say that, you know, when it comes to going after your dreams and procrastination, again, will try to have a grip on you that will paralyze you and cause you to refuse to go after because you're waiting for certain things to happen. So I was going to ask the question, what are some of those needful, necessary, and just nice-to-have things that you are assessing in your life that will help you to move towards your dream? Here is the truth to fulfilling your dreams. Greatness demands you to prioritize, and greatness only belongs to the doer who is focused on what is really important. Let me say that again. Greatness demands you to prioritize, and greatness only belongs to the doer who is focused on what really is important. See, I believe without employing these three steps or strategies, procrastination will continue to steal your time, the time that you've been given to do great things on the earth. And I love, you know, the scripture that says redeem the time. In other words, you need to buy back all the time that you willingly gave away or that you feel has been taken from you. Usually with procrastination, it's something that we do, right? It's not about blaming someone else about why you haven't been able to do what you need to do. But it's about buying back that time, right? And by doing now what you have the power to do today, by doing only those things that are needful and necessary, and many times we can wait on the nice-to-have for a later time because if you do the nice-to-have, it'll push you further behind. But if you assess for yourself, you know, these three things, the needful, the necessary, and the nice-to-have, it will not only help you in going after your dream and pursuing it, but it helps you to understand what you are doing and why you need to do it. All right, so I don't see any other callers on the line, but I really am so grateful that those of you who have tuned in have gotten something out of how to put procrastination in its place so that you can continue to move forward in going after your dream. Well, if you enjoyed the show today, listen, again, I want you guys to let me know, and I want you to share the broadcast and leave a comment on my Facebook page, which is Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching regarding today's show. Or if you have any other questions, of course, you can always email me at Nayshawn, that's Nashawn, at uniquelydesigncoaching.com. Lastly, don't forget, if you enjoy Uniquely Designed Talk, just please click the blue button. That's on Blog Talk Radio and invite others to tune in next week. You can always go to my website and receive your free gift called 6 Tips for Uniquely Designing Your Life. It's available to you, and it's my gift to you just for tuning in and subscribing to my website. And remember, you can always follow me on Twitter, and I'm doing Periscope. Yay! So follow me, you guys. All right, listen. Hey, Uniquely Designed Talk is all about empowering you to uniquely design your life. And so remember, procrastination will continue to steal your dreams if you don't put procrastination in its place. You guys have a blessed day. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.